Welcome to 2-Minute Talks with Pearson Authors. Our featured author for this podcast is Dr. Nancy Helm-Esterbrooks, author of the Cognitive Linguistic Quick Test, or CLQT. Dr. Helm-Esterbrooks, why did you pick the letter M for the second test in generative naming?
Well, I know that a lot of clinicians are used to the FAS test, the letters F, A, and S, but from the get-go, we designed the CLQT to be both an English and Spanish version. And so I did some research, and to have consistency in vocabulary across those two languages, I found a study that supported this idea. The letter M is always pronounced the same, and it's spelled the same, has the same orthographic value in both those languages. The other thing is, because you're doing animals ahead of time, then they think of mammals, and if they have a tendency to get stuck in set, they may not be able to switch out of. In fact, I just looked at a protocol. The first M word was mammals and then monkey. And so that person was still stuck in set for saying animal names. And, of course, you run out of M animals pretty quickly. So that brings in executive functions and flexibility, mental flexibility, to be able to switch out of the animals and think of other words starting with them.
Interesting. Thanks. Thanks so much for your comments. This has been another installment of 2-Minute Talks with Pearson Authors. Find out more at www.pearsonclinical.com. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.